From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters. In the 19th century, when gold mining was all the rage in the West, thousands of Chinese miners settled into what became known as the Gem State. However, much of Chinese history here in Idaho has been erased over time, and now there is a growing effort to educate and to celebrate that rich legacy. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down to spend a few minutes on a chapter of Idaho history that we need to hear more about. So let's take a listen.
Pei Lin Yu is a Fulbright Senior Research Fellow at Boise State's Department of Anthropology. Dr. Terry Panhorst is here, Vice President of the Idaho Museum of Mining and Geology. Rebecca Ma is a graduate student at Illinois State University. She's also an Idaho native, living in Weezer and Boise. And Maekyum Lin is here. She teaches Chinese at the Riverstone School. Hey, Lin, I'd like to start a conversation with you and some understanding of Chinese Americans and their influence on Idaho and our culture, our economy, and our shared history, that in spite of so many obstacles.
Yes, certainly the Chinese people who came to Idaho, mostly in the early 1860s through the 1880s, experienced tremendous obstacles in coming here, but they had incredible networks of family and also societal networks that helped them make that transition. One of the things I think it's easy to miss, especially if you're a new Idahoan, because we have a lot of people moving here, is that this was a highly diverse and vibrant society in the 19th century. And a large part of that was the Chinese miners who came here following on the heels of the big gold rushes of California. There was a strike in Idaho City, followed by more gold strikes throughout the state, such as in Warren, Idaho. And Chinese miners came by their thousands from China to join in that pioneering experience of gold mining. They were sometimes welcomed and sometimes not. And there's a lot of complex history behind that. But one of the exciting things that always I try to remember is that Idaho's foundations among Native Idahoans, among African-American Idahoans and Latino-American Idahoans are also greatly founded in Chinese-American Idahoans. And at one point, we formed a very large fraction of Idaho's population. And it's easy to forget that. Our beautiful Chinatowns are gone now. We used to have enormous Chinatowns. They're gone. We're lucky to have some archaeological sites that we can learn from and also archives and memories. We even have some descendants of Chinese mining families here in Boise. So we do our best to remember that history, to honor it, and to basically un-erase it. I would say that much of Chinese history in Idaho, and especially in urban Idaho, has been erased, some of it by intent. We'd like to reverse some of that.
And that history leads us to you, Dr. Terry Panhorst. What can you tell us? What might we find at the Idaho Museum of Mining and Geology? Paint us a word picture of what we could see, what we can touch.
Well, when you come to the museum to view the exhibit, one of the first things that you're going to see is this enormous dragon that Pei Lin herself designed.
Wow.
Which is really eye-catching. You definitely have got to see this. But in particular, we have a case that is filled with archaeological materials that's on loan from the Boise National Forest and the Payette National Forest. Their archaeologists there were kind enough to go through their extensive collections and pick out some things that represent Chinese life during the early years of Idaho. So we've got a number of things all nicely labeled there. And then also we have a touchscreen where you can view background information about particular Chinese individuals from different locations over a period of time. So we tried to, include lots of little bits and pieces of things there, but really tried to connect also to show how these were individuals and they lived their lives much like we do, on a day-to-day existence, using some tools that will look fairly familiar.
Well, let's talk about those connections and fast forward to the 21st century. Rebecca Ma. Rebecca, you were born in Weezer and lived in Boise. I know you're a grad student right now at Illinois State, but you're an Idahoan, yes?
Yes, I am an Idahoan. I feel that it definitely says on my license. And like, I always tell people like, oh yeah, I'm from Idaho. So, yeah.
Can you speak to the experience of growing up Chinese American in Idaho?
We were one of the only Chinese families in the town. It was just very different because like, I was always the other, like no matter what, like I was born in the United States, I was born at Weezer Memorial Hospital, but I was always the other. I was treated like the other in school and people never quite understood or quite accepted that I was just as American as they were. But it also kind of went with my parents because like my parents always told me like, oh, Rebecca, you have to remain as Chinese as possible. Like at home, we only cook Cantonese and Chinese food. And my parents did this because they wanted me to always understand where I came from. Because my dad came to New York first, he knew that he'd always be the other. So he said, he thought like, oh, might as well just lean into it and work from there.
Can you talk a little bit more about that though? I have to assume then these traditions run deep. So Chinese cooking, yes, that tradition runs deep through your family.
Yes, my parents own a Chinese restaurant in Weezer and food has always been a huge part of my life. Like I remember hearing stories of other Chinese kids being ashamed of the food they ate. But my parents, because of the restaurant, I was never like, I never fully like was ashamed of it. I was just like, oh yeah, like I eat this, I eat that. Like, I think, and it's kind of leaked into like as I'm in Illinois now, like I'll call my mom every now and then and ask her like, oh, how do I make this? And then she'll FaceTime me and then like, we'll make it together. And then she'll teach me how to make like traditional Chinese meals.
And you'll make those meals for the rest of your life, right? With your children. Mei Chim Lin teaches Chinese at Riverstone here in Boise and the University of Idaho. So Mei Chim, let's talk about the next generation. Yes, are that bridge. You are teaching Chinese. Can you talk about that? Certainly it is your profession, but I also have to assume it's your passion.
Yes, it is. As I know, Chinese history in Idaho was not being taught in many of the classrooms here in Idaho. So for me as a Chinese and also a teacher, I feel like it's my passion and it's my responsibility to pass this information to the younger generations. I work at Riverstone as an international school. We have local students from Idaho. We have international students from more than 45 countries and regions. And so a lot of them, even the local kids, they do not really know much about the Chinese history because it's not even being taught a lot. Besides learning the language, we would talk about the Chinese culture in mainland China, Taiwan, Singapore, Hong Kong, like the Mandarin-speaking countries and areas. But sometimes, somehow, we did not remember that we actually have Chinese living on this land hundreds of years ago. And for me personally, I did not quite know about that until I moved to Idaho about 10 years ago. And so I got to know about this part of history and know Polly Beamer's, her story and the railroad workers. So I got into it. That's why I got to know Professor Yu years ago. And we worked together on all these cool projects to talk about the Chinese pioneers years ago. So our students get a little bit about this part of history. And actually, in September, which is this month, yes, today is September. So we, our school at Riverstone, we are planning to take the 10th graders to visit the Idaho Museum of Mining and Geology to learn about the Chinese miners over there.
Well, yeah. That brings us back to Pei Lin. So Pei Lin, tell us, what will happen on September 18th?
On September 18th? From noon to four, the Idaho Museum of Mining and Geology is going to host a wonderful event, a celebration. The accomplishment of this exhibit, really, it took an amazing team of partners and full of dedication and passion from the Forest Service, the U.S. Forest Service, as Terry mentioned, to the Asian American Comparative Collection up in University of Idaho, Boise State University, University of Denver, the Osher Institute, which some of you may have heard of, and the Idaho Humanities Council. All of us came together to create this exhibit. And also we have part of it also translated into Chinese characters. Exhibit is a beautiful thing. It's actually continuing to grow as we speak. But we wanted to have an opening and a celebration for the Chinese community and the Chinese-speaking community, the Chinese descendant community in this area, and also for members of the public who are not, but who are our friends and allies. So that is going to be a celebration of the exhibit. People will be able to view that. There will be a special video presentation on the history, a really great presentation on the history of Chinese gold mining in Idaho by Renee Campbell of the Asian American Comparative Collection at University of Idaho. We're going to have some other guest speakers, just some Q&A and visiting and sort of community spirit. And there's a rumor there might be some special almond cookies showing up. So it's just going to be a real nice event. We also even have some groovy t-shirts with the aforementioned dragon that will be available for sale there.
I mean, you had me a dragon.
And I can't take credit for the dragon. I basically borrowed heavily from a late Qing Dynasty robe. But I will say that this dragon is very bouncy. He's a vigorous, confident dragon full of energy. He has three toes, not five toes, because he is not a fancy imperial dragon. He's a regular dragon, working class, and he carries a pickaxe. So he is sort of the spirit of the exhibit and hopefully, you know, the spirit of our good intentions.
You know, dragons are all the rage right now, right? Everywhere you turn in popular culture. Pei Lin Yu, Dr. Terry Panhorst, Rebecca Ma, and Machum Lin, thank you so very, very much. And you have left us wanting to know more. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, George. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And that was our Morning Edition host, George Prentice. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and this is Idaho Matters.